What I'm going to talk to you is something I did because I moved from another state to another state, took a county assignment. And as I look around, most of you are kind of experienced in that area. So this is especially good for those guys who are studying the program. But it doesn't hurt to be 50 years in the business and you still, you know, want to see what can be done. Okay, so, I'll do that. So when I moved there, I moved from the Midwest to the Oregon coast, and once you go there, this is kind of where we are located, over in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm next to the Pacific Ocean here. That's the place. Once you go there, that's what greets you. When you go to Oregon, most people say it's a very, very nice area, and indeed it is, up to 99.9%. You get these kind of very early mornings, that's what you look at. During the day, it's very pretty, and it's very nice to spend your time there. The temperature is about high of 665 in summer, so it's kind of very pretty nice. We have some of the best trees and oldest trees in that region. That's a 300-year trees, very tall. You really appreciate it. We also have several issues that some people don't want, clear cutting of forest that leaves the soil prone for erosion. But that's a visitor. When you are there, actually there's no erosion that happens because of the dense duff that stays on the forest ground, prevents the erosion from happening. But coming the first time, you'll think that's a big issue. Some of the cleanest waters, the rivers coming from the Mississippi Midwest, you see how it looks, and down here, I don't know if it looks better, but that's the river where we get the water for Newport. I mean, the water is very clean, you feel like drinking it, but of course don't do it. There might be other hidden agendas there. So some statistics here. A very small area for this county, 92% forested. About 46,000 people, mostly white. Average rainfall between 90 and 120 inches a year. You don't have to wash your car every time. It washes for you. And as I said, high temperature, 69. So coming into this kind of place, this is some of the income that you get from the area. Most of it is investment, retirement, investment transfers. When you look at ag, it's about 1.6%. So if you are assigned the assignment of an extension agent there, you didn't have to work hard to justify doing anything for 1.6%, because the other areas take much of the, that's the talk is in the other areas, not in ag. So I went there and I really said, if this is the scenario, I really have to develop something that can give me some needs, what people need. This 1.6% income that comes to farmers, how can I best address that? So I wrote this letter, a cover letter and a survey at the back, and I introduced myself, my affiliation to Oregon State University, and I said I've been assigned forestry and small farms and the Master Gardener program. I made friends with the county assessor so that I can get some mailing lists, because I didn't have one to do that. And then I stressed that this is something to help you, because sometimes you throw out a survey out there, I mean, who cares? I need to get the focus where I can help you with. And then I included a postage paid envelope so that you don't feel like 39 cents is going to be too much. That was that time. It's now 42 or 41. And then I promised them, once I get these things, I'll actually return this back to you so you see what the other people are saying about, and that's what I did. And I didn't put a deadline, and up to now I keep getting them back 2 years later, which is good, so they don't feel like you're kind of forcing them. Although I said, you know, if you did this within the next 2 months, I have another program coming that you can be actually benefit, and that happened actually. So in what I'm going to discuss here, this is the most important thing, that's making people belong to the program you're trying to do. And as I said, for new extension agents, but other people can use this. So on the left side is what I asked, on the right side is what I got. And I kind of took the first three issues that came up as the ones I can concentrate on. So what do you have? I found that most people have beef in this section, and forestry and home gardens. I don't care about the other ones right now, but those are things, they were like individual two people you can address that directory. And I did ask them, so which areas do you want help in? And you see going this area, most people wanted pasture help. So I didn't want to deal with row crops because none, there's only one farmer who has that. So it kind of focused me on what I need to do. Then I also asked them about alternative crops, anybody growing that? So more people are not doing that. So that gives me a potential of which areas to concentrate my efforts in. And then I did ask them the resources they use to help their production problems, because sometimes the Farm Bureau and other areas are very important, like the Midwest, and I found that they actually use highly extension and newsletters, mostly from extension for that, so I felt very good about the extension in that area. And then we have come to the era of where we use computers mostly. I wanted to know if they do that, and I found over 60% nearly do. That's a good deal of people. And then if they have computers, what they use for, they say it for email, and that's what I would like to be sending and to access information. So that made me feel very good about it. Do you guys know about your soils? Yeah, I found they do. Most of them have loam soils. I look at the soil survey, and I see, yeah, that's true what's there. So they do understand, they are educated in that sense. Soil testing, do you do soil testing? And I found most people don't. So that's an area I could go concentrate my efforts in. Weeds, you guys have weeds over here. That's always an issue. But I found the first three, as you can see, the blackberries, the thistles, and the tansy ragwort were the high ones. So those are the ones I was concentrating in the last few months. As I said, it's 92% forested. What kind of trees do you have? I can look from a book, but this gives you what they have and what to concentrate on. And the Douglas fir, the red alder, and the hemlock came, of course, number one, two, and three. And on forages, I found the ryegrass and fescue are the most important forage stock they have. And the pests and diseases, I was expecting some disease where we can spray some insecticide or something, but what came up were rodents. So that kind of changes your mode of operation from thinking the other way to thinking about animals or pests in that form. But there were 32 different pests that were listed on that, so pretty many. Then IPM, you guys use IPM, say, no, 70%. I mean, that's a big range. And then there was about 7% who said, what are you talking about? So they don't understand what IPM is. So that gives an idea what you're dealing with in that sense. And if you have used IPM, how long have you done that? That means, from what I saw, 20 years, these guys have used for a long time, are the only ones who know about it. So the new guys don't know that. So the new population has to be dealt with. Will you travel for meetings? They said yes, very good. And time preference in the afternoon, so I don't have to do something in the morning, and also in the weekend, so you don't have to do something during the week. And communication, they would like to get a newsletter or a weekly newspaper article and email. So that gives you a range on how you can communicate that together with the meetings. So that was a long list of the survey, but it kind of gave me an idea of what I need to do, and that's why I thought I could share with you for somebody who might have an interest. But since then, we have developed a small farm workshop, just like in Georgia, the boy was saying, where we concentrate those topics we found into lectures that they come and attend, and we take field trips from there. We have concentrated on things that can work. As I said, the temperature, growing degree days are very small, so we concentrate on using some small greenhouses for mobile greenhouses, teach about the weeds. Also, forestry is a very important thing. We take classes out there, and also we don't forget the children, the young children that we deal with, so we integrate them into the system because they are the future guys we depend on our programs. And also, because the forests are many and the livestock was the big thing that came up, I developed an agroforestry research program where I instituted some plots in a 50-year-old and 25-year-old trees under that to get some forage analysis. And as you can see, started over there, and about 4 months later, we had so much grass to harvest, and this is kind of what you can see we got from there. And some preliminary data shows the soil survey average is about 3 tons per acre where there's no trees. And over what we have gained from 1 year of data, under no trees is about 5.1 tons per acre of forage dry matter we found, and under agroforestry system, about 3 and 1.5 under these old trees, 25-year-old. So if we can do that, we can have some livestock under these trees. So I'm trying to integrate that can help the farmers get more money out of that. And also in the forestry system, because there are many forests, we are doing with nutrition experiments, set out in very big plots inside the forest, and we are measuring soil from 0 to 40 inches down over a number of years. And we are using some cooperators who actually put lime and put some nutrients on the top, and we are trying to see how that goes down the progression of the soil. And also we do, of course, as usual, meetings in these areas to teach them all what we have found on an ongoing basis. So I'll stop there. The next section is one, the things you always get, you didn't ask for, but you asked for them, you know? You know, at the end of the series, you say, any comments? And some of these come up. But it's good to know that's how they feel. So some of these comments we kind of communicated with the state research people so that, you know, they can address some of like the biodiesel from grass and such a things. Those are research priorities that come up. But I thought I'll put them there to spice up the thing, you know. it's good enough all the time. Some of them don't want that stuff. And another one said he's too old to do that. And so when you get these things, you write back and say, thank you very much. I hope you come the next class I teach. But essentially, that's what I was sharing with you. It's very simple, but you have to make it simple for the people to reply back. You make it more technical, actually, you're in trouble. Thank you.